Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. Once upon a time, there lived a little tailor who was very good at boasting about his work, but not very good at doing it. He never quite got the hem right, or lined up the buttons properly, or fixed the tear so that it would not tear again. But nevertheless, he boasted day and night. He had a very high opinion of himself, you see. And so he lived by himself, doing his work, which was never very good, but just good enough for his few repeat customers. One day, it came to him that he had not seen enough of the world. In fact, he had not seen any of the world, for he had never left his town. So, he felt it was time. He finished his work, packed a small bag, and went on his way. The little tailor went over the hills and through the forest and kept on. And it went this way for several days until suddenly he spotted what he thought looked like a steep hill.
"Thunder and lightning," he cried. "What is that?"
He was struck by curiosity and went towards it. Into a dark forest he went, through thick trees and sharp brambles. When he was close enough to see, the little tailor was surprised to find that the hill was covered in cloth and had a belt.
"Fiddle-diddy! What kind of hill is that?"
And so he picked up a stick and poked it. Nothing happened. So he tried again. And then it moved. The hill flattened, then stood up. The little tailor was frightened. He ran and hid behind a tree. It began to come towards him. The ground shook. Boom! 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 Each step sounded as if the earth itself were cracking. When he peeked out from behind the tree, he saw that an all-powerful giant stood before him.
"What is this, you tiny flea's leg? Why do you wake me? What do you want from me?"
said the giant. His voice rumbled and shook the leaves on the trees, and the little tailor in his boots too.
I wanted to see the forest and maybe try to earn a bit of bread for myself while I'm here."
"If that is your mission, then you might have a place with me," replied the giant, his voice like a thunderclap. "I could use good help. Are you a mighty worker, little flea?"
"I am no flea. I am a mighty worker indeed. I shall stay, but I require wages, giant. What can you offer?"
"The wages you shall have will be safety, food, and shelter. Does that suit you, human?"
"Well, it'll do for now," he replied.
But the tailor thought to himself, "This will not work. I'm worth much more than that.
I take my wages in gold. Nothing less than that will suit someone such as myself. I shall get away from him as soon as I can."
"Good! Then it is done. Now go and fetch me a jug of water,"
ordered the giant.
"I shall," replied the little tailor.
"And so mighty am I that I shall bring the whole spring to satisfy a giant such as yourself, as big as you are." And off the little tailor went.
"What sorcery is this? Bring the spring with him? Perhaps he is a wizard," said the giant.
The tailor brought the water, but it was a jug no bigger than he. Three sips and the giant had finished it all.
That is not enough. The whole spring indeed. I am still thirsty.
Well, bigger jug would have been heavy for me to carry. I may be mighty, but I'm still quite a bit smaller. If you require more, I'll accompany you to the spring.
And so the giant went to the spring with the little tailor in tow. On the way, the giant thought to himself,
This man has failed. He's not a wizard. A burden more likely. I shall get away from him as soon as I can.
They reached the stream, and the giant drank all the water he needed. And when he was satisfied, he said to the little tailor,
Go deep into the forest, cut a few blocks of wood, and bring them back.
I shall chop down the old forest for you, just you watch me, and I'll require no help.
And with that, the little tailor went to cut wood. Once again, the giant mistook his sarcasm and thought the little man meant to bring the whole forest to him.
What is this trickery? He'll probably just bring a stick,
growled the giant. And bring a stick he did. The little tailor returned with nothing but his axe and a few sticks.
What is this?
The axe is far too heavy for someone such as myself, mighty as I am. I require a smaller instrument. Perhaps you might be of service, giant.
And so the giant went into the woods and chopped all of the wood for the fire, while the little tailor sat on a log and rested his feet. Shall we make a fire? He said.
I will make the fire. You go fetch us three boars to roast for supper.
And I shall, for I am the hunter of hunters. I shall bring back 1,000. You're too big to catch anything, for they shall see you coming a mile away. Someone my size will be just perfect.
And off the little man went. The more the little tailor did in the forest, the more he enjoyed himself.
Perhaps it's good for me to be a woodsman. I am the best this forest has ever seen, without a doubt.
But the little tailor found no boar. Instead, he picked a few strawberries.
I found none, giant, but I did pick these sweet strawberries for us to eat.
This is not dinner. You have failed at every task. I shall go and fetch dinner myself.
Well, there are no boars in the wood, giant, you'll see.
But not long after, the giant returned with 5 boars. For the first time, just for a moment, the little tailor felt a bit ashamed.
Well, I didn't see them. Shall I season them for us?
No, replied the giant. I've done the rest myself, and I'll do this myself too.
The little tailor shrugged and sat by the fire. When he woke in the morning, he found the giant gone.
Ah, alone at last. My, that was easy.
And he went on his merry way to roast the bits of boar the giant had left behind for his breakfast. But he found he could not light the fire.
It was the giant who lit it. If he can do it, so can I, he boasted.
But he could not. In fact, the whole day went by and he could still not light the fire. And by the next morning, he was so cold and so hungry, he said to himself,
I shall go to the giant and beg him for help, for I am nothing without him. Perhaps he'll teach me to light my own fire.
When he found the giant, the little tailor cried,
Giant, please hear me. I boasted, but I don't know how to do these tasks, I admit it. But I would like to learn. I prefer it here than in town mending clothes. I could not even light my own fire. I beg you, giant, be my friend, teach me.
It is true, you cannot do much. But it is also true that a giant like myself gets lonely. and it would be nice to have some companionship. I am the only one of my kind in these parts. And so, we will be friends. And if you stay, I will teach you.
We shall help one another.
Then we will get along just fine.
And together they lived in the woods, and the giant taught the little tailor how to light a fire, catch dinner, chop wood to survive. And the little tailor told the giant stories and sang songs by the fire. The little tailor had finally learned some humility, and the giant had finally found a friend. And it was true. They got along just fine. The end. And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.